I got to give a shout out to my guy, Barrett Brooks, former NFL player, Pittsburgh Steelers, Super Bowl champ. First guy that I ever heard, and I'm sure he took it because he's a storyteller. He takes it from a lot. Said the same thing that make you laugh will make you cry. And that is betting right to its teeth, right down to its DNA, is the same thing that will bring you joy. Can at times bring a little tear, bring a single tear down the side of your cheek. And my God, yesterday was a freaking... We haven't had a day like yesterday, right? Normally what happens if we lose a parlay, what do I say? Hey, well, at least you played all three legs. We hit two of three, or you hit one and there's some consolation. We got blown out of the building yesterday. I still blame Ben Raza for all of this. He was the one who brought this hex down, and somebody needs to hold his ass accountable. Can't be me because I won't be here anymore. And much as I know a lot of you out there, the 74,000 strong, would like something like that. Just a few of you, vocal minority, may stand up and say, keep Shander, will you? Just in case I hit another one. We've already hit one in this five-day work period, so you're good. You're good. But we haven't hit another one, and I'd like to hit another one. So let's hit one today, shall we? You're going to hit the thumbs-up button, subscribe. Great. We're going to start with the Yankees-Dodgers. Hey, Severino on the road. A little different story here. You're going up against Clayton Kershaw as well. All right. What do you have now as far as the Dodgers matchup? J.D. Martinez to strike it out. Max Muncy a little bit. Chris Taylor, James Outman. These guys have some K rates in them. But this is a race right now. This is an epic sprint to the third/fourth inning to see who gets six Ks first, if it's Severino, or hits and runs if it's the LA Dodgers bats. And that's what we're doing here. By the way, this has a 60% chance of hitting. We're laying 134. The EV is plus 5%. This is one of our top bets across the board on any book, on any bet. And that's what we're doing here on FanDuel today. So just looking at Severino as a whole, this is a difficult matchup. As we know, the Dodgers at home are tough. You've got a lineup, Betts, Freeman, Peralta, Smith. You've got a lineup of guys who not only don't strike out, but also draw walks. And to be fair, even guys like Muncy will draw some walks. Hayward doesn't K either. You know, you look at him out there too. This is going to be tough, big picture stuff for Severino just to go up against a lineup like that. And we love it on the tool here. And again, that's what we're trying to find is variance, is market width, is something that's different, the better price on FanDuel in this case. All right, two grays going. We want John Gray, okay? Texas Rangers, John Gray. At home against the Seattle Mariners today. Nothing crazy. Luis Castillo, by the way, on the other side of this. Not that that's a huge thing, but it's pretty big for Texas, who's going to struggle. John Gray struggles on his own right. The K rate just south of 20. Walk rate's fine. It's basically 20 to 8. Not awful. 30 to 6 is what Castillo's dealing with. It's going to be and I know we love to fade road pitchers, but in this case, Castillo is the better pitcher. He has the better matchup, even with the Rangers, who could probably fall into that. Who could fall into this tough. Now, the Mariners do strike out. We get that. K right now, though, for Gray is at 6.5. So we're saying we're going under 7 strikeouts for an outing that shouldn't be as deep. That would require him to get set. He's not going to blow through guys, 2 strikeouts through 3 innings, you know, get to 6 total through 3. That's not going to happen. He's going to have to pitch to some contact, and he's going to have to work around the fact that he's not dealing with a high K rate. And he has to an extent, but he's going to get rocked. I mean, that's ultimately what this comes down to. He's going to get shelled. All right. I told you, we've already hit one. We bounce around. We hit a bunch. Let me just stop. Remind you, you get a week free of this tool below. Week free. All right, we'll get to the third play in a second. The parlay will fill. But you're going to get a week free. Full week. Hit me up on Twitter, at Shander Show. Let me know if you have any questions. DM me. All of that good stuff. I'm here for you. I'll walk you through it. We have the Discord. You can sign up there. Chalkboard. They'll walk you through that. Whatever it is, you will have resources to figure this thing out if you need to figure it out. Like I say, the parlay builder is worth the price of admission alone. Last one for you, Chris Bassett. This is our plus 100 sweetener. This is what puts it over plus 500 for us. former squad, revenge in the air. The problem is that he's kind of struggling right now. He's barely staying above water with a K rate at about 20.7. Barely. K to walk rate is mediocre at best. He's being hit by opposing batters. He's on the road against the Mets. It's a former team. It's not like a quarterback going back and leading his squad to victory in revenge mode. And we're getting even money, even though we have this at 53% of the time it hits. That's 3% different right there. And look at that EV. This is our strongest EV play on the board, and I waited until the end to hit you with it, okay? There you have it. That's your parlay. On the way out, sign up for Caesars. You haven't signed up for Caesars. I don't know why you haven't signed. Some of you sign up for Caesars, but you haven't placed your first bet. Look, you have to be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's look at this. Really simple. You put in $10 up to $1,250. You make a bet, whatever that bet is, plus money. Find the biggest dog you can find. Put it on Bryson Stott to hit a home run again. That hit last time I told you to do that. Plus, whatever it is, up to $1,250. If the bet loses, you get your money back. Anywhere from $10 to $1,250. It's easy. Your first bet's on Caesars. Okay? Sign up. I don't know why you haven't. It's in your state, and you should really take advantage of the fact that you can shop odds and a lot of times find better value there. Okay? That's your parlay. Severino under 5.5, Gray under 6.5, Bassett under 4.5. All K's. I'll see you today for another possible Final Jeopardy with Ben Rosen.